Hello, everybody. Sassy Biggins here from Biggin USA podcast of sorts. I was going to review some information, but based on the State of the Union, I decided not to, just for my own sanity. But I thought instead I would at least somewhat talk about my new job. It's just a basic cashier job, you know, that whole minimum wage thing. And just needing a creative outlet, and like all day, I wish I could go back to open mics. I really could. Really wish it. But at the same time, it means I'm not making content for you all about the truly funny stuff that happens every day. Or even just the in-between stuff. Like, finally had a customer. He used to work for one of the Dallas improvs as one of their technical people. I asked him, like, why don't you still do it, man? That would be, like, so cool to have that kind of job. Once upon a bad manager. That's usually how most stories go. Once upon a bad manager. But the only reason we started talking is because I hear this guy just, like, lose it. Like, just that involuntary kind of laugh thing. Like, you got me twice. It's like, good to know. How? He was even on my register. He was at someone else's register. It's like, you should do stand-up. I prefer sitting, but okay. And just all that kind of thing. And you can find humor wherever you're at, minimum wage or not. The best way to deal with issues, because a lot of those environments can be very, very stressful. And self-care matters a lot. At the same time, humor is self-care, in my opinion, but that's just me. Now, this is where it's basically a truck stop, essentially. That's all I want to describe it as. And we do a lot to truly, as much as we can, to help these very gruff, rough, big dudes get through their day, to help them get back to like getting a good night's sleep, hot food, showers, like everything, right? Yeah, at the same time, like I said, you have to relieve your own steam. You have to be able to joke. You have to be able to let go and truly make your life your own again, even if you are being bossed around by people who are considerably younger. I'm not ageist. Like, if you do the work, you got the, if you're willing to take on the responsibility, God bless you. You deserve all respect in the world, no matter what age you are. But at the same time, it's fun to yank somebody's chain when they don't know how quirky you are. Like, they really don't know. Like, we don't get personal with each other. I mean, we talk about work and only work. If they are married, I don't know it. If they have a boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever, dog, cat, fish, don't know. Don't care. But every once in a while, you have to let go. Something's got to happen. Or at least, that's just my way of thinking. They say comedians use a different part of their brain, and I will definitely second that motion. Like, when normal people have normal responses in their heads, I don't. I really, really don't. Like, every single day, we sell showers. Typical thing. And we have something called a co-shower, where you just issue them at the same time so that both dudes can take a shower and hit the road again without being inconvenienced for their time and having to wait for the other one to get out because of timing or whatever else. But every time I do the co-shower thing, in the back of my mind, I'm always thinking, you know, you don't have to take them together, right? Of course they take showers separately, but always, it just sounds so gay, and I make the same joke inside my head every single time, and a couple of them do laugh, but they don't like gay jokes sometimes, because they're very heterosexual, manly men type of thing, and they kind of roll their eyes, oh, what kind of stupid is this? It's like, don't worry, it's just me, it's my humor, don't worry about it. But I do enjoy yanking a chain every now and again. And for a while there, we went through several managers over a very short period of time. But they had a temporary younger manager. I think he's like 24 years old, but he deserves all the respect in the world. He did his job. He was good. But at the same time, the previous manager before him had promised me my uniform. And my uniform was a red collared polo shirt. That was it. I was wearing a red polo shirt that I already owned. And it was obvious that I was not dressed like everybody else, but I did try. Like, there's no name tag, nothing for like a month, month and a half. Way too long for anyone who's worked at a place that long. So finally, one day, I walk up to him. It's like, do you know what kind of weird animal monkey sex I had to have to get this shirt? Because I had found a way to get a shirt. It's like, I had to sleep with a driver to get this shirt. Can you believe that? Why aren't they here yet? I mean, is anyone checking on this? And then he just blinks three times, processing what I just said. And yes, I was alluding to the idea that one of the female employees had to sleep with a driver for a uniform shirt. And then after the 3 seconds, once he was done blinking, he's like, your husband is a driver for us, isn't he? That's his shirt. So what? Who cares if it's his shirt? Where's my shirt? How much more sleeping with a driver do I have to do to get my own shirts? And they just kind of walked away laughing, just like to himself. Like, yeah, okay. Guess he does know I'm married to a driver. Can't hide that anymore. Okay, I tried. I tried. I did finally get shirts. More time goes on. You know how we've all gone to gas stations or whatever and tried to pay with cards, and technology never fails to fail on a very regular basis. Especially ours, like our machines are probably from 1990s. And they're used 24/7 a day. So these card reader, whatever, how they're not completely stripped out, I don't know. It must be some kind of magic maintenance department to keep these things running. But like anyone who gets bored easily, I started to like name the machines and stuff and just goof off. And the first joke I made was, because we never know if you have to like use the chip, stick it in the thing in the middle, or slide it different directions and all the rest of it. We never know. It's variety is the spice of life. You just have to guess and hope that you guessed right on these crazy old machines. And so I'd always tell the drivers, yeah, the machine is like a genie in a bottle. You just gotta learn to rub it the right way so it'll finally do its job. And of course, their heads go straight to the gutter, and many of them did laugh. Some of them were like, give me the weird look, like, did she say what I thought she said? Of course I did. And yes, I did it with the exact same face I have on right now. No emotion, very dry British type of humor, but I know exactly what I said. Exactly how it could be construed. I do know. That's why I said it. But then I say this like 300 times in a day. Just to tell guys, no, it's not your card. It's probably our machine. We're probably at fault. But it's a genie in a bottle. Gotta learn to touch it the right way. So it's something that keeps me busy. Or the second one I came up with was, yeah, the machine is like Helen Keller. Helen Keller was deaf and blind. And the only way you could communicate with Helen Keller was doing sign language into the palm of her hand. So it's like, yeah, if you don't sign it right or communicate physically the right way, the machine's not going to get it. Not going to be able to communicate with you, which is probably more true than genie in a bottle. But that one they kind of laugh at. not too much. And then as they finish up their transaction, it's like, thanks y'all for coming. Come again. We'll leave the light on for you. Which, if anyone knows anything about Hotel 8, which it feels like some days, that was their signature line from their commercial was, yeah, and we'll leave the light on for you. It's just so true how many people end up sleeping in that Trek yard. And that one makes them laugh more like giggle because nostalgia really helps. Or like not everyone has caught on yet that every time I yell next, it's from Seinfeld with the soup Nazi. So it seems to help with the environment a bit. I'm just trying to not deprive my soul of joy at my minimum wage job. But no, most of the time I really do enjoy it. And truckers are a totally different, gruff, rough crowd, but they're honest, they're hardworking. They know exactly what they want. They don't argue really most of the time, unless they're really grumpy. It's only the tired ones. It's not very often that happens. Even though basically their job is like they get paid to work in solitary confinement, sort of. So to say that they've been socialized is wrong. But that lack of socialization is what makes them reasonable, normal, not Karens. We actually do get along quite well, which I do appreciate. But there's another thing, because they do all that sitting and that solitary confinement and everything, and most of them are not healthy people. If you want to feel skinny, when a guy walks in with a 3-year pregnant looking belly from his beer habit in between loads, even a fat chick like me will feel very, very skinny in that environment. You feel great. It's just another way to, get ego boost wherever you can. Or every once in a while, because we have this thing where you have to like greet every single person. It's a security thing. I've had people walk by and say, because I was the only one doing it, it's like, looks like you're the only one who's paying attention around here. Like, I try. I don't know so much as paying attention, but try to give them as much eye contact as possible. And they're so not used to human contact of any kind that even eye contact is special. I mean, just think about it. How much alone time would you need for eye contact to become special? I wouldn't call it depravity, but it is a human kindness that is missing from their lives. And any little bit of kindness does matter, more so than the general public. Like, you won't have that kind of gratitude working, retail in some little clothing store where it's mostly women. You won't find it there. And you won't find it too often at like a Walmart or a Target minimum wage job either. I mean, the second closest would be either another truck stop based business or a Buc-ee's. Even though Buc-ee's caters more to family travel and being a destination of sorts. And keeping Southern traditions alive with what they provide. Whether it's the wall of jerky, the barbecue sandwiches, the hot dogs, and what was it? It's not kolache. It's, I think they call it hot dog on a stick, but really it's like a 12-inch sausage on a stick. Kielbasa on a stick. Well, we just have, like I said, little bit more normal stuff. Warm food, parking, shower, sleeping, lots of diesel. Lots and lots of diesel. And always getting them going on the road again. How's that old song go? On the road again, flying down the highway. Or hit them, hit it with the motor running, heading for the highway. Born to be wild. They're not wild, really. I mean, they only get a little bit wild when, if they didn't buy a parking ticket, they can't stay, and someone woke them up out of a dead sleep and said, move it. Cops have been called for good reasons like that before. Because they're all very, very capable individuals. That should not be confused with but yeah, that's how the new job's going. That's where I've been, coming home tired and or finally having something that makes me the right kind of tired and feeling some fulfillment, some enjoyment, giving back in this world and still allowing for my quirky side and freak flag to fly. We'll see whatever else I can make in my spare time. I'm trying to get more Lyft drivers come on to tell those kinds of stories because you can't be a good customer service. Whether it's customer service or a customer reaction story because there's so many ways you never know how that they're going to react. Especially if they themselves are neurotic, on drugs, just got off drugs, drunk, or just past trauma just fills their lives and just how people are the way they are. So if you like any of this if you like any of this content, like, share, subscribe, leave comments below. Give me any ideas of what else you'd want to see in the future. Because I know something else is going to happen at that job. I just know it. Too many interesting things do happen. Or maybe I'll think up some new lines to see if I can't make those truckers laugh. I mean, most of the time, like I said, it's gruff, King Kong, King of Hill, with all that really just tired, angry. No, they're not angry. They're just tired, grumpy, me, King of Truck, you know? It's like having King Kong visit. A lot of funny stuff happens when King Kongs all together, you know, go through a truck stop. And then you just stare at them with that blank face like, you want a shower? You want a parking spot? Did you need diesel?
Yes, ma'am.
Rinse, repeat. Have a good one, y'all.